Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Good morning. This is your announcer, Beth Lynch, seated just off the chancel of St. John's Lutheran Church on this Palm Sunday, also called Sunday of the Passion. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you will feel as if you are here with us in person. We begin our service this morning with the order of the four procession with psalms.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Good to be with you this morning for worship on this Palm Sunday. I hope that all of you did receive your palm branch when you came in this morning. If you didn't, let us know and we'll make sure that you get one. But this morning we'll start our service out as we typically do on Palm Sunday with a special order and then a procession with the palm branches. So that's where I really, really need the help of you, particularly you younger people, as we'll kind of parade around the church as we remember the events that took place that day in Jerusalem. That'll come shortly when we join together in singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor. One little note regarding this service on Palm Sunday, it's also our tradition to welcome to the table of the Lord those young people who have been instructed in the sacrament of the altar. But for you, that will not happen at this service. All the kids decided that they're going to be at the 11:15 service this afternoon. So what does that mean? It means the service is going to be a lot less lengthy. The sermon's even a little shorter than they typically are. So hopefully it'll work out for us that way. But that's the only change in your worship bulletin. But I do encourage you to hold these young people in your prayers this morning as they, for the first time, receive the sacrament at the altar. With that, let's start with the invocation and the opening prayer. I invite you to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, on this day Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphantly to suffer and die, and was greeted with branches of palm. Let these branches be for us symbols of martyrdom and majesty. May we who carry them follow Christ in the way of the cross, which leads to life, through Christ who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hear these words from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it was written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." We join now in singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor, hymn number 102. And once again, anybody that would like to join me in the procession, please follow behind me.
The congregation now joins in singing the ancient hymn written about the year 820, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. It is hymn number 102 in Lutheran worship.
One of these years, I'll figure out how to stop it. I never quite know. I always try to time it so that I can come down the center aisle and everybody just kind of, and it never works out that way. Oh, well. Thanks for helping me out with that. Let's continue with the Palm Sunday litany as it's before you. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord who comes on a donkey. Who is the King of glory? The Lord Jesus is his name. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we follow Jesus down the road, through the gate and into the holy city of Jerusalem, we are reminded that it is our sin that has put him on this path. Most merciful God, you sent your one and only Son, Jesus, to pay the price for our sin. Instead of glorifying him, we glorify ourselves through our selfishness and the idols we create and worship. Instead of walking with Jesus, we walk away from him. We are sinful in thought, word, and deed. By our evil actions and inaction, we lock the door to the future. But by his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus opens it again for us. Forgive us, Lord. Renew us and restore us, that we would live to your glory, love you, and serve our neighbor. The very purpose of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem was to make his way to the sorrow, pain, and suffering of the cross. By his perfect life and actions, your sins, my sins, have been forgiven, and you and I have been redeemed. Jesus flings open, wide open, for you and me, the door to eternal life. Therefore, I forgive you of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the Father, who sent your Son to take our nature upon him and to suffer death on the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of our Savior Jesus Christ in his patience and also have our portion in his resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
The lector this morning is Jamie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Jamie.
The first reading is from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow to be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 11.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Please have a seat. Let's join together in singing hymn number 106.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, hymn number 106 in Lutheran worship. This is your hour with God. Broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Children sing their praises, the sing.
dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. John's Gospel, the 12th chapter. That's the Gospel reading that I read for you at the beginning of the service, but let me just reread it one more time. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it was written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." So if I had to ask you to provide a definition of the word bittersweet, what would you say? Bittersweet. Self? Bittersweet, what does it mean to you? An example of bittersweet, whatever. I don't care how it goes. Sad but good at the same time? Medicine? Okay. All right. Anything else? Bittersweet. Good and bad? Yep. Yeah. How about Hershey's? Toll House cookies? Yeah. But in all seriousness, when I thought about the word bittersweet, I agreed with you on it. It's kind of a mixture of happy and sad all at the same time. And I suppose as we think about our lives, we all probably have had those moments, those bittersweet experiences, a little bit of happy and sad. And as I thought about today, Palm Sunday, I think that's really a good description for today. When you really look at the circumstances that surround, it really was a day that was bitter and sweet. Now, I suspect that all of us really know the story very, very well. Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Just picture it for a moment. If you could, let your mind kind of take you away and imagine that you were there that day when Jesus came into the city. There in those moments, people were gathered. And there were these amazing shouts of praise. Hosannas were rolling from their lips so, so beautifully. And there in those moments, as that large crowd had gathered to greet Jesus, there they were, as we were just a few moments ago, waving their palm branches. They were laying them before him so to prepare that royal highway for their king. What a sight. What a sight it must have been. How sweet those moments were. How sweet those moments must have been for our Jesus. How sweet those sounds of praise must have been to his ears. And you know, at first glance, the humble servants ride in on that donkey. Looks like it's a smooth one. One that was comfortable. One that was filled with good sights and eager expectations. And that's how many of the people, I suppose, saw it. But Jesus, he knew. He knew, just as we do today, that ride into that holy city had a purpose. And that mood would so quickly change. The moments that first Palm Sunday were indeed bittersweet. You see, that amazing and comfortable, that seemingly, I should say, that seemingly comfortable ride into town turns bumpy, agonizing, unfair, and undeserved treatment at every turn. Physical and emotional pain are real. Sweet sounds of Hosanna turn to bitter cries of crucify him. Praise gives way to mockery. And the donkey is replaced with a cross, which Jesus would carry. Those palm branches that represented strength under pressure turn into the crushing weight of sin resting on the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world who in bitter pain would pour out His life blood for you and for me. It was there on that cross. There on that cross you see that the perfect will of the Father would be fulfilled in the bitterness of that death. The death of His Son, a Lamb who went without complaint for you and me. You see, friends, Jesus put Himself, or put us before Himself. He died for you and for me, and through the bitterness, through the bitterness of His death, you and I come to know sweetness. The sweetness of forgiveness. The sweetness that comes with Easter morning and life. And how that makes all the difference for you and me. How that truth makes all the difference for you and me when we find ourselves in those sometimes bitter moments of life. How that sweetness of God's love never leaves us, but sustains us. How we're strengthened and how we can know that new life happens. That the bitter can move to sweet. When you and I find ourselves in the bitterness of sin and its effects, how God goes to work, how God draws you and me daily to repentance, points you and me to forgiveness. And as a forgiven people, we become an empowered people. A restored people. The sweetness of the gospel promises, it frees you and me. And in the end, friends, in the end, it's sweetness that prevails. Life wins for us. Life. Now and forever. That's the promise of faith. And it's all because of a humble king who traveled on the road to Jerusalem. Today is Palm Sunday. Bitter and sweet. Today with the people of old, we praise our Jesus, we praise our King. And with our Jesus, we journey with Him now to the bitterness of the cross, only to be greeted by the sweetness of Easter. How blessed we are. It's all because of our triumphant King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored and brought to you by Ross and Rose Contella. in honor of their 19th wedding anniversary and God's blessings. And sponsored by Sue Hillman in honor of Gary Hillman's 70th birthday.
I want you to please stand. Let's join together in the offering prayer. Heavenly Father, you have given us life. What can we give in return for our lives? We return them back to you. Accept these tokens. Accept our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In addition to those who are printed in the prayers of your worship bulletin this morning, please also say a special word of prayer for Sharon Wagle. Sharon was hospitalized this past week, and doctors are assessing her treatments for the cancer that has returned. So please say prayers for Sharon this week. Say a special word of prayer for my neighbor, Sandy. She was having tests for cancer this week, and I'm glad to learn that the doctors are pretty confident that it isn't cancer. But please do continue to pray for my neighbor, Sandy. For the Goga family at the death of Ted's brother-in-law, Doug, we say special word of prayer for Rick and Rose as they mourn the death of their neighbor, Floyd. We pray for the Walsh family at the death of Jeannie's brother. For a friend of Dawn Brennan, Bridget, who took a fall and sustained some injuries this week. For Eileen McElhaga, who is experiencing some medical issues. For Scott McElhaga's dad, Bill, who took a fall. For RJ, our drummer's grandpa, Roy, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer this week. For Sue Bloom, Tom called me this morning and informed me that he was taking Sue into the hospital as she was having significant pain in her side. So we pray in these moments for Sue as she's being checked out at the hospital. For Jen Pesh's friend, Pat, who's experiencing some health issues. For Mike Bloom, who will be undergoing surgery this week. And last but not least, for Dawn Brennan and Chief Brennan's friend, Tony Glico, will be having some heart surgery in the next couple of weeks. Let us pray. Hail, O King of Glory. You call us to ask, seek, and knock. When we seek you, we are knocking on the door for a new future. Because of your life, death, and resurrection, our future is eternal and everlasting. Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. Hail, O King of Glory. You have given your church the gift of prayer. When we ask, seek, and knock, you respond with the gifts that are best for us. You sometimes even use us as your instruments of service to answer prayers in the lives of others. Make us willing to be used for your kingdom's good. Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. Hail, O King of Glory. Though kings and kingdoms would sometimes try to usurp your authority, you are always Lord over all. Use the governments of this world to bring peace and justice everywhere that your gospel would have free course. Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. Hail, O King of Glory. As ruler over all, it is well within your power to bring health and healing to those who need it. This morning, we pray especially for Sharon, for Sandy, for the Goga family, for Rick and Rose, for the Walsh family, Bridget, Eileen, Bill, Roy, Sue, Pat, Mike, and Tony. Please use medicine, doctors, nurses, therapists, and each of us to bring comfort and help to the people in our lives who are suffering or grieving. Where it is your will, restore the sick to wholeness. Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. Hail, O King of Glory. We thank you for restoring to life all those who have gone before us in the faith. We are thankful for friends, relatives, and fellow members of your church who now live with you in glory. The way they lived their earthly lives continues to inspire us on our journey of faith. Thank you for their life and example. Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we place all of our needs, knowing that you are the King of Glory who answers when we ask, seek, and knock. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, gracious Heavenly Father, with this bread and with this cup, we remember the life of our Lord offered for us. And believing in the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord's true body and blood with a living faith as he comes to us in his supper. Amen. Now we pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's take a few moments and share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass this peace on to someone else today. As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is Jesus, Refuge of the Weary, hymn number 90 in Lutheran worship.
This your Lord's true body and blood, strengthened, keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace.
We continue by singing Christ, the Life of All the Living, hymn number 94 in Lutheran worship. Our final hymn this morning during the distribution is In the Cross of Christ I Glory, hymn number 101 in Lutheran Worship.
Thank you.
I want you to please stand for the post-communion prayer. Merciful God, renew us in the gift of baptism, that repentant and forgiven, we might live new lives, trusting in your presence and promises, finding our only treasure in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Beth Lynch, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
Christ crucified, I come.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning. Good to see you. Good to worship with you this morning. I pray that that you've been blessed here in worship. It's so good to see so many of you here as we now move into Holy Week and press even in closer to Easter. So what a joy it is to be here. Obviously, we are now moving into Holy Week, as I just mentioned. So there are a lot of opportunities for you this coming week to worship and to be in this community. We're going to start things off this coming Wednesday with the Seder meal. For anybody that might still be interested in being a part of that Seder meal, it's not too late to sign up. I haven't gone grocery shopping yet, so get your name on the list so I know how many people to plan for. It starts out with that symbolic meal as we kind of work through the Passover account, and then we celebrate Holy Communion together, and then it's followed by a sort of, I guess you could call it a buffet meal at the end of it. So, yeah.
We have wine, we have
Yeah. That's. Yeah, so that's a pretty good summary of how it all kind of goes. You have wine, you have food. You have wine, you have food. There's four glasses of wine throughout the course of the Seder itself, and that's all the symbolic kinds of foods. So there's a hard-boiled egg, there's an apple kind of mixture, you have to take a dip of horseradish, it's a neat experience if you've never been a part of it. And then we wind it all down at the end of the night with a regular meal, which my thinking at this point is it's going to be a turkey, full turkey type dinner. And there'll be matzo ball soup and all that kind of stuff with the lamb. So I hope that you can be a part of it. You may want to be a part of it because I tell myself every year, this is the last year I'm doing it. So we'll see it next year. No. So we're going to start things off, though, on Wednesday with the Seder meal. And then from there, we have our Maundy Thursday service. That's at 7:30. That's a service with Holy Communion. And then that service concludes with the stripping of the altar. Good Friday, worship is at 7:30. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to do the same exact thing that I did last year, which is a meditative kind of tenebrae service. No traditional sermon or anything like that. There's a series of seven readings that will be read. Then you'll be given a few moments to contemplate for yourself that reading. I'll wind it down with a prayer and then the singing of a verse from Were You There. So that's kind of how that service is going to go. Holy Saturday, that's our vigil service. That's at 4:30. So if you want to be a part of that. And then Easter Sunday, two services on Easter Sunday, 8:30 and 11:15. We are not doing the sunrise this year as there was just a lower attendance the last couple of years for sunrise. So no sunrise service, just make note of that. Today is the last day for you to place an order for Easter flowers. If you would like to do that, the sign-up sheet is still on the bulletin board. We'll be forwarding that on to Sharon, and she's going to place the order this week for those flowers. Today, this afternoon, following your late service, about 1 o'clock, is that? 1 o'clock, there's an Easter egg hunt. That's our annual tradition. So for all you young people or old people, older people, boy, that was not nice. You old people, yeah, watch my mouth, right? Sackcloth and ashes now, man. Oh my goodness, that slipped. So older folks, seasoned, if you want to beat out the young kids and get all the eggs, you can come at 1 too. All right. Four kids making their first communion today. So as I mentioned at the start of the service, keep them in your prayers. It's a big day for them. First time receiving that sacrament. One of those, I gotta poll you for a quick second here. There's two more aren't going to do it. So there's four total. My daughter is one of them. So I'm conflicted. What do I do? So I'm asking you for your help because I just don't know what to do. Do I preside and give her communion for the first time, or do I kneel with her and take communion with her? Ask her. Okay. My heart says I should take it with her. That's what my heart says, and just let the communion assistants do that. But Helena, that's good advice. I will ask her. Okay. I was conflicted. I'm standing up there getting ready for this next one, and I just, what do I do? I don't know what to do. So, okay, I'll figure it out. Pioneer.
Thanks. 9:30.